Parashas Kisisa. In this week's parasha, we find in the middle of the instruction to build the Mishkan, Va'ato to Daber Bnei Yisrael Leimor, Ach es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru. The instruction to keep the Shabbos. And Rashi famously quotes, what is the juxtapositioning between, on the one hand, the instruction to build a Mishkan, and on the other, to keep Shabbos, to tell you that as important as Shabbos may be, but nonetheless, to construct the Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. You cannot build the Mishkan on Shabbos, and Rashi famously says the same at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, because once again, in next week's parasha at the beginning, the instruction of Shmir Shabbos is mentioned, and Rashi tells us, a Mekoyer from a Mechilta and a Gemara, that constructing the Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. So it would seem to be that logically, apparently, I would have thought that constructing the Mishkan should be Deicha Shabbos. Apparently, that is the Svara Chitzayna. That's what I would have thought based on logic. And that's why I need a Pasuk to teach me that actually, that's not the case. Now, it's not so hard for us to understand, obviously, why indeed would I have thought that constructing the Mishkan should be Deicha Shabbos? Well, the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is Deicha Shabbos. The Korbonos, those that are Kavua every day, are in fact Deicha Shabbos. So it's clearly not difficult for us to appreciate and to understand that if the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash is Deicha Shabbos, then perhaps also the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that would also be Deicha Shabbos. That's why I need the Pasuk to teach me that actually that's not the case. The Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is indeed Deicha Shabbos, but the construction of the Mishkan, which is really just, as it were, the Heksha, that is just the medium to the end, to get you to the Avoida, the Beis HaMikdash, that is not Deicha Shabbos. So what we would like to discuss a little bit today is this very concept that the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is in fact Deicha Shabbos. So much so that apparently I would have actually thought, based on logic, that the construction of the Beis HaMikdash is also Deicha Shabbos. It happens to be that it's not. But I certainly would have thought so based on logic. And as mentioned, the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is indeed Deicha Shabbos. Now there is something else which is Deicha Shabbos. We all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, Ubayom Hashmini Yimoel Besar Orlosoi. Gemara makes a drosha, Va'afilu B'Shabbos. It doesn't say Bayom Shmini, it says Bayom Hashmini. The definitive eighth day. If the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, then yes, we perform Bris Milah on Shabbos. So here we have, apparently, a commonality between the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash and the Bris Milah, both of which are Deicha Shabbos. Why is that the case? In order to appreciate this, we have to understand a little bit what is the essence of Shabbos, and then we will try and examine what is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash and the essence of Bris Milah, and we will see amidst Hashem that it's all really one. The essence of Shabbos is clearly a day of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheishes yomim tavoid v'asisa kol melachtecha. For 6 days you're involved in your melacha. You're involved with your own gashmi, mundane, personal lives. V'yoyim hashvi, Shabbos l'Hashem reikecha. That's the day that you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is in fact called, in our very parasha, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos. What is the Shabbos called? Bris Olam. It's a bris. It's a covenant. It's a connection. If you look throughout the Zmiris on Shabbos, one of the words that repeats itself time and time again is the inyan of yedidus, friendship, closeness, connection. Ma yedidus menuchaseich, we sing on Shabbos. Yedid nefesh of harachamon. What is the word yedid? Yedid, which we translate as friend, is actually made up of two words. Yad, yad. When you give somebody a hug, you feel very close to him. How is that hug brought about? Yad, yad. It's an embrace of two hands. That's the essence of the word yedid. And as we know, on Erev Shabbos, for example, the housewife lights two candles. Two separate candles. Come the end of Shabbos, we also light two candles, but then they have to be merged as an avuka. That is the avodah of Shabbos. If you begin Shabbos, as it were, as two separate entities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael, by the time you get to the end of Shabbos, the avodah is to ensure that those two candles become one. That's the flame of the Havdalah candle. That's that's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is all this time of Yedidus. Shabbos L'Hashem Aleikecha, a day of connection, a day of Chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the Beis HaMikdosh? Well, fascinatingly, we will see that that very same word, Yedidus, is mentioned time and time again in association with the Beis HaMikdosh. A pasuk in Tehillim, Ma Yedidus Mishkanei Secha. The Mishkan is a place of Yedidus. Lebinyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem Yishkoin Lovetach. The Beis HaMikdosh is built in a portion of Binyamin. The Gemara Menoche says, Bo Yedid Ben Yedid. Who's the Yedid Ben Yedid? That Shlomo HaMelech, the son of David HaMelech. The Yivne Yedid. And he will construct this place of Yedidus. Bechel Koishel Yedid. In the Chelek of the Yedid. Who is that? That is Binyamin. We mentioned before the Zmiris that we sing on Shabbos. Ma Yedidus Menuchaseich. But let's not forget that Menucha is also a word from the Beis HaMikdosh. The Pasuk says, Ki loy bosem at ato el ha-menucha ve-el ha-nachalo. The menucha is the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's very simply understood because the Beis HaMikdosh is indeed a place of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the most badly translated words is korban. Korban is sometimes translated as a sacrifice. That's not the translation of korban. Korban is from the word korov, kishmoy kein hu. A person is over averus and distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's makriv a korban and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that what happens when somebody is over an avera, he distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through tshuva, he becomes an ohuv, a korov, and a yedid. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. So that same Yedidus, that Chibur that we find on Shabbos, we find also in the Beis HaMikdosh through the Avodah of the Korbanos. That's why, by the way, Chazal say in Shabbos that Leichor v'Yerushalayim Elo b'shvil shechilulu es ha-Shabbos. If you mechalal the Shabbos, then Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdosh is destroyed. Why? Because if you mechalal the Shabbos, then clearly you're showing that Yedidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not important for you. Well, if that's the case, there's no need to have a Beis HaMikdosh. How do we come out of Golus? What do Chazal tell us? If Klal Yisrael only keep two Shabbosais, miyad nigolim. If you keep Shabbos, and you clearly show how important that Yedidus is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be zeicha to a Beis HaMikdosh. Therefore, we find that there are numerous common denominators between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdosh, because the essence of the two of them is the same. It's all about a chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedidus. In the Beis HaMikdosh, there was a menorah in which you light candles. On Shabbos, we light candles. At a Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mizbeach on which you put Bosor v'Yayin. On Shabbos, we eat Bosor v'Yayin. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Mizbeach of Ketores Besomim. On Shabbos, we have a Reach Toiv through the Hadas, the Gemara on Shabbos tells us. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Oren contained the Torah. Chazal tell us, Le'nitnu Shabbosois Elolasek Behem Torah. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Shulchan with Lechem Haponim. On Shabbos, we have the Lechem Mishnah. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were special Begodim. On Shabbos, we wear special Begodim. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Kiyur to do Rechitza. The Halach is you have to do Rechitza before Shabbos. On Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were the Levim who sang Shirois v'Zmirois. On Shabbos, we have the Shirois and Zmirois. So we see time and time again so many common denominators between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. And that is because the Beis HaMikdash is a Bechina of Shabbos. The Beis HaMikdash is all about that Yedidus, that Chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we fast. But when other Tanesim fall out on Shabbos, we do not fast. When Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. And the answer is because there's no mokim for Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we have, as it were, the Beis HaMikdash. We have that Yedidus, we have that Chibur. If we move over now to, what about Bris Milah? We will see once again, the essence of Bris Milah is again, Chibur, Yedidus, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vilna Gaon says, what is the Bris all about? He says, when two friends have to part company, one of them gives away something of himself to the other, so that the other party always has a zecher of his good yedid. That is a bris. We give away, as it were, chelek of the guf for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that forms the yedidus. What is the brocha, in fact, that we make at the bris? Asher kidash yedid mi beten. At the bris milah, we sing a piyut about Kriyas Yamsuf, Yom Le'Yabosha. What does it say about Kriyas Yamsuf? Yedidim Hevarto. Nosnu Yedidim Shireis V'Sishvoches. It's all about Yedidus. And that's why, absolutely fascinatingly, once again, look how many common points of denominator there are between a Bris and the Beis HaMikdash. As we said before, in the Beis HaMikdash, you light a menorah. The Ramah says, at a bris, you are madlik neiris. In the Beis HaMikdash, you had korbonis. We know that bris milah is compared to a korban. The sanduk is like the ragli hamizbeach. In the Beis HaMikdash, as mentioned, there was a mizbeach on which you poured yayin for the nesochim. At the bris, we are mevorech al hakos. Einoim im shiro el al hayayin. In the Beis HaMikdash you had Ketores. The Shulchan Aruch says, at a bris the minig is to make a bracha on Hadassim. In the Beis HaMikdash you have Torah. Reb Kveiga famously writes, the whole inyan of Bris Milah is to open up the lave in order to learn Torah. In the Beis HaMikdash you had special begodim. The halacha is you wear big day Shabbos at a bris, even during the 9 days. In the Beis HaMikdash you had the Kiyor, as mentioned, for Rechitza. The minig is you do tvila before a bris, etc., etc. So we're seeing now an incredible picture emerge. Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, and Bris Milah are all one yesoid. Chibur and Yedidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the coming close, it's the korban, being miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is all about. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about, and that's what Bris Milah is all about. There is, I think, another common denominator which is explained in light of what we've said until now. There is another common theme between the Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos, and Bris Milah. And what is that? Simcha. On Shabbos, the Torah writes, "Ubiyoyim simchaschem." The Sifri darshans Elu Shabbosis. What do we sing on Shabbos? Yom Zeh Li Yisrael Oiro V'Simcha. In davening we say Yismuchu B'Malchuscha. Yismuchu B'Malchuscha. So we see this concept of Simcha with regard to Shabbos. We find also Simcha with regard to the Beis HaMikdash. The famous Mishnah, B'Yoyim Simchas Liboy, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Chodesh Av, when we've lost the Beis HaMikdash, M'ma'atin B'Simcha. The Medrash says, Yefei Noif, Mesois Kol Haaretz. Where is this Mesois Kol Haaretz? The Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was the most joyous place. Why? Says the Medrash, because a person was over Averas, but he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. So too the Bris Milah is also associated with Simcha. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that any mitzvah they were makabel b'simcha kegoin mila, sosa noichi alim rosecho, adayin oisin oisa b'simcha. La Yehudim hoisa oira b'simcha v'sosin v'ikar, what does the Gemara tell us? Sosain, zu mila. Zu mila. So we see another common denominator. Simcha is a theme that runs through all the way, through Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, and Bris Milah. And the reason is, because you know what Simcha is? Simcha is all about Kirvas Elohim. Like the Torah writes in many places, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, how to? Boyu Lefonov Birnono. If you are Lifnei Hashem, if you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be b'simcha. The Pasuk in fact tells us in Tehillim, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. Have HaKadosh Baruch Hu right there in front of you. Lochein somach libi. That's why I am joyous. And the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Sukkah, when describing the joy with which a person should be mekayim mitzvahs, he says, the ikar is to be lesmoyach lifnei Hashem. Like it says with David HaMelech, he was mefay Hashem. Coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what brings simcha. And if so, it's nifla b'yosa. If we've explained that Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash, and Bris Milah are all about chibur, v'yedidus, and kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well then obviously we understand very well, if that's the common theme between all three of them, then that's why the common theme is also this inyan of Simcha. Because Simcha is all about Kirvas Elohim. That is the essence of Shabbos, and that is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the essence of Bris Milah. We once mentioned many years ago, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you're supposed to cover the knife at the time of Birkas HaMazon. And the Taz says a very big chiddush. The Beis Yosef explains, why is this? Either because the Shulchan is like the Mizbeach, we don't want to have a sakin on the Mizbeach, or because there was a tragic story. Somebody once benched, Birkas HaMazon, said the bracha of Rachem Noah, remembered the Beis HaMikdash, and was so despondent about losing the Beis HaMikdash, he picked up a knife and he stabbed himself. So therefore we cover up the knife. But the minhag is, on Shabbos, you do not have to cover up the sakin. Why not? Well, according to the first reason, it's very good, because there is no construction of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. But according to the second reason, this story that happened, why would you not cover up the knife on Shabbos? And the Taz says, because the story happened on a weekday, it didn't happen on a Shabbos. Which is a pella. It happened, of course, statistical chances will tell you that it has to happen one day of the week. It happened to be on a weekday. Maybe it happened on Tuesday, so perhaps we should only cover the knife on Tuesday. Why is it significant that it happened on the Yom Chol? And the answer is because it couldn't have happened on Shabbos. As we said before, there is no Avelos for the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos you have the Beis HaMikdash. You have that Yedidus, Ma Yedidus Menuchaseich. You have that Beis HaMikdash, you have that Kirvas Elohim every Shabbos. So the fact that he killed himself on a weekday is not by chance, it's by definition. It could only have happened on a weekday. Let's sum up. We have seen that the Yesod of Shabbos is the Chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the theme also of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the theme also of the Bris Milah. And that's why we saw there are so many halachas, the Neiris and the Zmiris and the Torah and the Besomim, that are common on Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, and Bris Milah. And that's why Simcha is yet another common denominator between all three of them. I think, therefore, we can come back to where we began. We said that as important as Beis HaMikdash is and Bris Milah, they are both Doicha Shabbos. The Beis HaMikdash, the Avoido in the Beis HaMikdash is Doicha Shabbos. Bris Milah is Doicha Shabbos. I would have even thought that the construction of the Beis HaMikdash is Doicha Shabbos. Why are you allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos to perform the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, or to perform Bris Milah? Le'oir HaDvarim, it's Niflo B'Yosa, because that is not a Chilul of Shabbos. The Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash is the very essence of Shabbos. That is a manifestation and a fulfillment of the Yedidus between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not Chilul Shabbos. So too Bris Milah, asher kidash yedid mi beten. That korban, that chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's brought about through the Bris Milah, that's not a Chilul Shabbos. So it's hafla v'fela. That's why the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash and also the Bris Milah are both carried out on Shabbos. That is not a Chilul of Shabbos. That's very much a fulfillment of the very essence of Shabbos. Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecho, that Yedidus, Yedid Nefesh of Orachamon, that is a Yedidus of the Beis HaMikdash, that is a Yedidus of the Bris Milah. Obviously, therefore, they are Doicha Shabbos, because that is the very essence, the fulfillment of the entire essence of Shabbos. Let us just conclude with one more point. Because whilst it's true that the Beis HaMikdash is Doicha Shabbos, Bris Milah is Doicha Shabbos, but there's one other halacha that we know that's also Doicha Shabbos. And what is that? Pikuach Nefesh. To be Matzil Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael is also Doicha Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, phenomenal words. You see, Kamo Azo Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael. Look at the tremendous Ahava, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards Klal Yisrael, as important as the Shabbos is, but to save a member of Klal Yisrael, that's Doicha Shabbos. And the Chassam Sofer himself in another place in Masechet Shabbos adds, he says, that's what it means in the Pasuk in our very parasha. Ach es shabsoisai tishmeiru. Ach is a mute, from which we learn, yes, you have to keep Shabbos, but there's a mute, sometimes not. When is that? To save the nefesh achas mi Yisrael. How does the Pasuk finish? Ki ani Hashem mekadshechem. Says the Chassam Sofer, that means Klal Yisrael is in fact the Mikdash. Ki heichol Hashem heimo. And he's clearly referring to the Psukim in Yirmiyahu, which says, heichol Hashem, heichol Hashem, heichol Hashem heimo. And the Malbim points out so beautifully, the real Beis HaMikdash is every single Jew. Doesn't the famous Al-Sheikh tell us on the Pasuk, Va'osuli mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom. It doesn't say b'soichoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is not to be found so much in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather in the nefesh of every single Yid. Every Yid is a Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, to save a Yid, you are Doicha Shabbos. And once again, the understanding is like we've said, because Klal Yisrael are the Yedidim. The Yedidim. They are the Yedidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we are the Yedidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then clearly that must override the Shabbos. The Beis HaMikdash, as holy as it is, but it's only in a very specific place. Shabbos, as holy as it is, it's only on a specific day. But a Yid, every Yid is a Yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where? In every place, at every time. And that's why it's Doicha the Shabbos. Let me just conclude with a story that I heard very recently, told over by Rabbi Yudleib Wittler. A wonderful story. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, once received a letter from the Chazon Ish. And the letter addressed Rabbi Galinsky as Lichvoid Yedidi Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Galinsky was so moved by this letter. The Chazon Ish refers to me as Yedidi. I'm a friend, as it were, of Moron HaChazon Ish. He was so moved that he asked his Bnei Bayis, I'm going to keep and treasure this letter, and I'm requesting that La'acha Me'er Ve'esrim, you bury this letter together with me. You know why? Said Rabbi Yaakov, because I'll come to the Beis Din Shel Ma'alo, and I'll need to try and make my way into Gan Eden. If I have the letter that says I'm the Yedid of the Chazon Ish, that might well be the crucial ticket into Gan Eden. Please, he asked the family, make sure this precious letter is buried with me, La'acha Me'er Ve'esrim. That'll be my ticket into Gan Eden. After some while, one day Rabbi Yankel came home from Shacharis and he said to his Bnei Bayis, you remember the request that I made from you? Remember that I asked you to bury me together with that letter? Request cancelled. I don't need to be buried with that letter. Why not? I thought it was so choviv to you, so precious to you, the fact that the Chazon Ish expressed himself as being a Yedid of yours, you're a Did of the Chazon Ish. He said, it's true. It's very special to be considered a Yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I just daven Shacharis. And I concentrated and I recalled the words, don't we say every single day, Yedidim Hevarto. Venosnu Yedidim Shirois V'Sishpochais. I'm a Yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as precious and as prestigious it is to be considered a Yedid of the Chazon Ish, but that's going to be my ticket to coming to Gan Eden. I'm the Yedid of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam B'Chvoidayu Ba'atzmai. So I don't need the letter. That will be my ticket to bring me into Gan Eden. I'm very well connected. I'm the Yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is all about Yedidus. Ma Yedidus Menuchasich. The Beis HaMikdash, we said, is all about Yedidus. The Pasuk, Ma Yedidus Mishkan Osayich. Bismillah, Asher Kiddash Yedid Mibeten. That is the common theme. That's why they're all about Simcha. Yedidus, Kirvas Elohim. Ivdues Hashem B'Simcha, Boyu Lefonov. But the ultimate Yedid, more than the Shabbos, more than the Beis HaMikdash, more than Bris Milah, is every Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael. And that's why, as precious and Kodesh the Shabbos is, but to save the life of a Jew, that supersedes, that overrides the Shabbos, as the Chassam Sofer writes so beautifully, Ki Heichal Hashem Hema, V'Shochanti B'Soichom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides in every single Yid. The Kotzker Rebbe was just a young boy in Cheder. And the Rebbe asked the children, where is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? And the young Kotzker Rebbe answered, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Exactly where you let him into. That's where he is. He's Belev Ubenefesh, every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. Ki Heichal Hashem Heimah. Yes, it's prestigious to be a Yedid of the Chazon Ish, but the truth is we're all carrying that badge of honor, Yedidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why to be Matzil Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, that overrides the Shabbos. Beis HaMikdosh is Doicha Shabbos, the Bris Milah is Doicha Shabbos, they're all about Yedidus. But to save one member of Klal Yisrael, even a Sofek, even a baby, is Doich Es HaShabbos. We are ultimately the Yedidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we express every single day in our davening, Yedidim HaVarta, V'nosnu Yedidim Shireis V'Sishbochais. And that, Be'ezus Hashem, will be our ticket to enter Gan Eden, and indeed be Lehis'aneg Al Hashem. Good Shabbos to all.
Sure.